Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk about your Jets on The Fan. Call 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream every NFL on CBS playoff game. Live on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Welcome, welcome to a... What are we doing? This is a Friday morning episode here on WFAN. Brian Rascona filling in for Chris McMonagle. 888-808-1019 is the number to dial. And I want to get into, and I'm going to get into it quick, okay? So we could, you know, you could hit me up on Twitter, all the nonsense, B_RASCONA, nonsense, right? But I want to get into what happened today, earlier today with the Jets. And the fact that this article comes out via The Athletic about how the Jerry Jeudy, I mean, you can't, now, I know there's a lot going on. I know we have baseball, I know we have Mets, we have Yankees. There's a lot going on here in the New York sports world when there really isn't a lot going on, right? I mean, there really isn't, but there is. So I want to start though still because it's impossible. I can't overlook this fact. I mean, you can. As a New York sports guy, you can't overlook the fact that this Jets saga still continues. I mean, honestly, folks. I mean, whether you're a Jet fan or a Giant fan, and if those of you that heard me before, you are, I'm a Giant fan. You know that I'm a Giant fan. But you're sitting, I'm sitting here later, earlier today, and I'm listening to BT and Sal while I'm driving, and I'm doing my normal daily routine, picking up the kids, all the nonsense I gotta do, right? And I gotta hear about how Woody Johnson's listening to the Madden profile or the Madden rating of Jerry Jeudy. Like, this is where, all right, so we're thinking about it, right? And, you know, I was thinking about it today, and I'm going, it's such a slow sports world. Like, this is what we come to. But it's not even that. It has nothing to do with a slow sports world. It's so ridiculous. It is so ridiculous, guys. It is insane. It is insane where we stump to at a level for, as a Jet fan, that we are relying on Madden ratings for players. I mean, guys, think about it. Think about where we are. Now, we'll get to the Giants in a minute because Mara's not too far off. But this is ridiculous. I mean, this is insane. Guys, if you're a Jet fan, I mean, jump off the balcony if you have one. I mean, honestly, this is bananas. You have Diana Rossini out with BT and Sal saying, yes, I've done investigative reporting for 5 to 6 months, and this is what's going on. I mean, guys, I'm sorry. This has become, and you could sit here and say it's been a circus for years, and I'll sit here and say, yes, it has. But it's become, it's Ringling Brothers. I mean, it's Barnum Bailey. I mean, it's at this point, from both teams, and I'm just saying the Jets, and I'm sorry that I have to, you know, put the Jets in the spotlight here, but they put themselves in the spotlight. I mean, honestly, I mean, think about it. We're talking about video game ratings. And I didn't even want to start with the Jets. I wanted to start with the baseball teams and all that, and the Mets and the Yankees, so we could get through that. I got you for the next 3 hours up until 5 a.m., 888-808-1019, until the warm-up show takes over. But how could you not talk this nonsense, what's going on with this Jet team? And Woody Johnson's walking around with his white hat, wearing a smile and his glasses all day long, and then this comes out. So I was thinking about it, and as I'm thinking about all this news that's coming out, who leaked this, right? And I don't even know if it's been talked about, and I don't really care if it's been talked about or not, but I was thinking about it, and I'm saying to myself, I go, who's leaking this? Well, the only rational thought that would leak this kind of story is Joe Douglas, because why not, right? I mean, he's been canned from the New York Jet organization. He wants to let everybody know that he was handcuffed. Well, why would you not let everybody know when you can that you're handcuffed? I mean, you're handcuffed. And if you're having Woody Johnson's kids give you Madden ratings on Jerry Jeudy, you're completely handcuffed. And Joe Douglas is not a stupid man. He's going to politic for another job. And I think this is part of it. I think this is part of him politicking for another job. And who else would leak this, right? So, like, anybody in the Jets organization would not tell anybody, hey, look, this is what's happening. You know, Woody Johnson's kids, the bad Madden rating, you know, blah, 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 blah. Anybody who works for the organization would not leak it. So obviously all eyes to me would point on Joe Douglas, would it not? Joe Douglas would completely leak this information because A, he wants everybody to know that this is what's happening. And B, he wants everybody to know that I'm a competent GM and I'm available. Whether it's Jermaine Johnson, all his draft picks, Jermaine Johnson, Garrett Wilson, you know, the list goes on and on and on. Breece Hall, blah, 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 right? Who we all believe that are good draft picks. We all believe all these guys are capable to play in the NFL. And so does Joe Douglas. So in my eyes, Joe Douglas leaked this story. Diana Rossini was out with BT and Sal earlier today and kind of gave you the inclination that, hey, from 4 to 6 months of investigative reporting, which is what this is investigative reporting, Jerry Jeudy on the Madden rating, who's, by the way, over 1,000 yards this year, okay? That this was a prominent aspect in them making a trade in the offseason, and now it comes back to a ridiculous front office, it's unfathomable. It's really unfathomable. And you know what? Going to the cross side of town, okay, it's corresponding with what Mara's doing. Mara's the same type of guy at this point. Now, Mara's not that bad because he has the cachet of the New York Giants, but they're all the same. Right now, we're all the same. Whether it's the Giants or the Jets, okay, whether it's Woody Johnson's kids giving an approval rating via Madden, or whether it's John Mara saying, I'm going to lose sleep at night if Saquon gets going to the Eagles. Bottom line is both teams are a circus. Both teams are out of their minds, okay? And we're all sitting here in the middle of freaking December, bearing down on holidays, and we have nothing to root for. We're looking forward to Ravens Steelers on Saturday. I mean, come on, guys. Am I wrong? No. Am I right? Maybe. It all depends on what you are, an opinion standpoint. But both these franchises, I think we can all agree, are in a wrong direction. Am I wrong? Maybe. But I don't think so. I mean, the majority of the people don't think so. Majority of the people think that both these franchises are down for the toilet. They're already in the toilet. Okay? And what are we supposed to do here? We're all supposed to wear a smile. We're all supposed to laugh. Like, what does he think? What do you think? He doesn't think this article is going to get leaked? Doesn't think that, you know, after four and a half months of it being investigated, that it's not going to come out? Like, where are we at, Woody? And that's what I would say. Like, if I'm working for the organization, and you know what? Whatever. It's like anything else. It's a corporate America. Right here at WFAN. Giannotti yesterday, said that there's an opening, but he wouldn't tell where it is. So, like, it's the same thing. Kind of. He says there's an opening somewhere on air, but he wouldn't tell you where anybody on air. He wouldn't tell you where it is. right? So he leaked it without leaking it. Same thing. Joe Douglas did the same thing. Same thing. Because Joe Douglas wants another job. And he knows damn well that Jerry Jeudy was a bad Madden rating. And the Suns were worried about it. Like, what? Are you kidding? And The Athletic is a reputable, at this point, to this day, right here, as I sit here on December 19th. Is it December 19th? I don't even know anymore.
It's the 20th now.
It's the 20th. I work like 18 jobs. I have no idea what day it is. So December 20th, you're sitting here and you're saying, okay, I heard the Athletic article. But you trust the Athletic, don't we? It's a paid subscription. So if you're paying for a paid subscription, it's not opinion. It better be fact. And Diana Rossini came on today with BT and Sal and basically clarified what's going on in the Jets organization. And it's a travesty. It's a travesty to the fan. I was talking to a buddy of mine who had season tickets for the last 8 years, and he dumped them. He calls me Brain. My name's Brian, but he calls me Brain. Long term, it's a inside joke. But he's like, Brain. He goes, I'm not doing this anymore. Between the parking, between the $8,000 I spent on season tickets, he goes, after today, I'm not renewing my season anymore. And, you look at the correlation between what the Jets are and what the Giants are. There isn't any. I mean, the season tickets for the Giants, same thing. Nobody's renewing. Nobody's doing anything. But you look at a correlation to the Mets and the numbers. If you read Newsday, if anybody read Newsday out on Long Island for the last week, the season ticket abundance for the Mets has been ridiculous since they've been doing what they're doing. I mean, Juan Soto being the number one guy that they signed. And from an organization standpoint, it's not just a money thing, because Johnson & Johnson, Woody's got more money than anything. But it's a vision. They have a vision. The Mets have a vision. The Jets, after Rossini's, report and the fact that Madden rating. I mean, I just can't believe it. I look at my son who plays video games and he's talking about Madden ratings and I laugh at him. And I'm looking at the Jets and they're talking about Madden ratings and I laugh. I mean, guys, honestly, come on. Build a freaking football team without the Madden rating, without your son's running the gambit. This isn't fantasy football. This isn't Tecmo Bowl. This isn't Madden. This isn't game day 2005, guys. This is football. This is business. Woody Johnson, you want to make money? Put a winning product on the football field. End of story. That's it. End of story, guys. Now, I'm not even a Jet.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Fair, but I'm pissed. I'm pissed, Rami. I'm pissed at the fact that this is the travesty from a circus standpoint in which we live in. And I have to come here and host a show for 3 hours and act like we're all good and act like everything's peachy keen. No, this is unacceptable in the state of New York. We have a guy here who does middays, who does an unkillable podcast. Unkillable means you're unkillable. You know what? The Jets are killable. I mean, kill them. At this point, kill them. Shoot them to the dead. I mean, that's where we're at. Am I wrong? Am I wrong here? I mean, we have an unkillable podcast here at Odyssey. shoot them till they're dead. I mean, it should be killable. That should be the podcast. Kill them. Until Woody's no longer the GM and no longer the owner of this team, kill everybody. Am I wrong? Right? Now it's getting weird. But I'm not, you know what I'm saying, all right? But honestly, this is ridiculous. This is at a point where it's a complete circus. It's become a complete circus with the New York Jets. And where's Aaron Rodgers in the pecking order? Who cares? I mean, honestly, you want Aaron Rodgers to be the quarterback of your future? I would love for the calls to come in and file in and tell me that Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback of your future. Okay. All right. He's going to be 42 years old. Guy can barely move. Guy throws a 72-yard pass to Devontae Adams, who he's played with for freaking forever. And he does the, you know, jumps up in the air like the Ron Santos, okay? He gives you the Ron Santos with the leg in the air and a knee kick. And we're all supposed to get excited against the Jaguars and covers the spread. And don't act like you don't know about Ron Santos. Everybody that's up at 215, Rami might know, but might not know even know about Ron Santos. Do you know about Ron Santos?
I do not.
Yeah, Cubs. Kick, leg, knee, right? Gives you the Ron Santos. And that's become Aaron Rodgers' MO now. Ron Santos with the knee and the leg kick, right? Nobody believes you, Aaron. It's a facade. Stop it. You hit your boy off. Thank God. And I'll tell you what, the next couple of games with this Jet team, Devontae and Aaron, look out for that, by the way. If you have a fantasy team, whatever, get Devontae going, because all of a sudden they have a camaraderie, which is going to be detrimental in the draft because you're not making the playoffs. So, hey, be happy about it, you know? But Aaron Rodgers, give me a break. Enough. Enough with McAfee. Enough with the documentary. I was just talking to a guy tonight. I was having dinner tonight. I had a hotel because it was an impromptu shift. I had an hotel. I went to dinner. I sat down at the bar, and he's like, Aaron Rodgers, you know, I'd bring him back, blah, blah, blah. I go, really? Would you really? I go, I have never watched an episode of this meaningless documentary. I have no desire. Do you, Rami, do you have a desire to watch this? You do have a desire because you work in sports radio and you want to talk about it. But honestly, from a man, how old are you?
I'm 27.
You're 27. Okay. Yeah, right. So from a man's standpoint, I have no interest in watching this fool on Netflix. I have no interest. You know what it is? I have no interest in lining this guy's pocket. Like, I'm not going to watch. You know what I mean? Just because he's a fool. I'm not lining this guy's pocket. He's a fool. What am I going to do? Watch him drop into a puddle? I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Lining his pocket in the process? No, thank you.
I didn't get up to any of that stuff yet, so hopefully it doesn't get too bad. I just watched the first episode, and that's because I was a big fan of his in Green Bay. Now I hate him because I'm a Jet fan.
All right, there you go. See, there you go.
I loved him when he was in Green Bay.
I hate him, and I'm not a Jet fan. I hate him. I can't stand a guy when he speaks. I don't want to hear him. McAfee, like, it's a detriment. Like, I don't want to see this guy anymore. And what Woody needs to move away from, and this is my point, this is my whole thesis on my open here. What Woody needs to move away from is the fact that Aaron Rodgers is his face, obviously, and just go to business, man. Just go back to business. Just run a football team. End of story. Just go there, show your face, let everybody else do the football personnel. And apparently, according to Diana Rossini today, that's going to happen. But it took him to the point where he's 80 years old to finally figure that out. Which is insane. And you know what? It might spill over to what's going on with the Big Blue team. I mean, honestly. Because once the old man died with Mara and with Wellington and John Mara, once the old man died, it's been a travesty ever since. It really has. So my question to you at 808-888-808-1019, my question to you is, what team's in a better position at this point? Honestly. I mean, think about it. You're sitting there, you're driving, you're on the Long Island Expressway. You're on the Garden State Parkway. You went out all night. What team is in a better spot? And that's a valid question. You sit there, and you're sitting there, and you're driving, and you're going, well, I kind of like where the Jets are. Well, if the Giants draft Sanders, I like where they are. Really? I don't like where the Giants are at Sanders. I don't, personally, and I'm a Giant fan. Jets might draft 10. What are we doing?
How could the Jets be in a better spot when the problem is the owner and he's not going anywhere?
Well, how could the Giants be in a better spot when the problem is the owner? That's my thing. Do you think John Mara, Rami?
It's not this bad with John Mara.
Not yet, but it's getting there. We're at a point. It's getting there.
Not Madden ratings.
Well, yes.
Yelling at guys
not
in the locker
yet.
Room after games.
I agree. Okay? We don't have Madden ratings putting a prospectus on whether it's signing free agents or not or making a trade or whatever. Yes, you're right. But since John Mara took over when the old man died, Wellington, and Jerry Reese was the general manager. See, all right, you go back, and I know I got a break, the whole thing, but you enlighten me here. Tom Coughlin and people now, all right, around this radio station saying it was a huge mistake firing Tom Coughlin. They had no choice. Tom Coughlin hung his hat on the fact that Odell Beckham was going to be the only savior for him to holding on for a couple years. Odell Beckham turned into a complete off-the-reservation player. Odell Beckham could have been a generational wide receiver. He has under 10,000 yards as a professional, which is bonkers to me, okay? And now he's looking for a football team. That day when him and Josh Norman got into it and they were wrestling like a couple of buffoons, and then Odell's wrestling with the field goal kicking net and the whole thing, that was Tom Coughlin's, that was it. He's gone. Now, having said that, who did Jerry Reese hire? Ben McAdoo do? Terrible, okay? Terrible. They came in, he had a vision, he started Daniel Jones. Actually, he didn't start Daniel Jones. He relieved Eli against Tampa, and Daniel Jones came back and won that game. And everybody's saying, oh, Daniel Jones, we got to pass torch, blah, 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 this and that. And then McAdoo came out. They made the playoffs 1 year, and then following year, done, gone. See you, McAdoo, is Pat Shermer, and then so on and so forth, okay? You could say that now, but since then, literally, since Wellington has died, aside from Jerry Reese, John Mara has not done a good job. I mean, you can't sit here and tell me there's no way you could vouch for that. John Mara has done a good job here as the Giants. You know what? He's the senior GM on top of the GM. Jerry Reese, Gettleman, so on and so forth. And here we are with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, and they're one of the worst football teams in the league. And you hope for them to lose because everybody wants Shedeur Sanders, which I don't want. Do you want Shedeur? You're a Shedeur guy?
I think he's good, and also he grew up around NFL athletes, so I think there's something to that.
Here's my question to you. Shedeur Sanders goes out 5 games in. He's 1-4, looks terrible. Deion is clamoring for the fact that he's not the head coach of the football team.
That's
where are we at? Is this circus now? Is it just circus?
Yeah, that's the biggest problem.
Or do the Giants make Deion the head coach?
I could see Vegas doing that, doing the Shedeur-Deion combination. The Giants cannot do that.
No, I agree. The Giants cannot do, which is why Cam Ward is the guy. End of story. Whatever you want to do with the GM and the head coach, whatever. And you know what? The more I talk about everybody and about Daboll and everything, nobody's like, everybody I talk to that's a Giant fan, nobody wants to sit there and be like, get rid of Daboll. Nobody. Nobody I've talked to is like, get rid of him.
Because people have seen him have success.
Let's give him the guy he wants. End of story. And that's the way I feel. I'm sorry. Give him the guy he wants. Give him a fair shot. Because Daniel Jones wasn't his main guy. Let's be honest. Right? Am I wrong?
The problem is, what's a fair shot? Multiple years, you have to.
Two.
You say 2 years,
yes.
And you have to keep the GM here.
Yes, you have to. You have no choice.
Split them up. You can't do the Bears thing where you're rotating every other
year. If you're John Mara, you're looking yourself in the mirror and you're saying, this is what I've set up. This is what's happened. Let me give this guy the benefit of the doubt for 2 years. And if he says that to the fan, if he comes out publicly and says that, then I think they would accept it. I would accept it. I'm a Giant fan.
I agree, but Mara would have to be okay with the first of those 2 years not looking great. because a rookie quarterback 100% with a bad roster is not going to look
good. But here's the problem. If you draft Sanders, like I said earlier, if you draft Sanders, then Deion's going to be clamoring for that head coach position. I don't want that, so I'd rather go with Cam Ward. If you're going to go with Daboll, then go with Cam Ward. Let him run the offense, see what happens, and go from there. 888-808-1019. We're going to get to all your calls. I got you for the next 3 hours. Warm-up show, Jerry Recco, Al Dukes. This is the last of the hurrah until the holiday season. Brian Rascona, impromptu for Chris McMonagle. Right here, Will's, the Fan of New York.